Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
We're all familiar with the big white driving plate with the capital red letter L and N that we sport in our car when we're learning to drive. They're introducing something similar in Scotland. Well, actually in the Scottish Highlands in particular. If you're planning to go there and you hope to rent a car, you're now going to have to get a green tourist plate with a big capital letter T to identify you as a tourist when you're in the Highlands of Scotland. It's all in an effort to try and reduce the number of road fatalities and accidents on the Scottish roads. We're asking, do we need something similar here in Ireland? Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Kerry TD, Michael Healy-Ray is with me here on the line today. Michael, should tourists travelling to Ireland have to drive with a T driving licence?
Good evening, Andrea, to you and to your listeners. And the answer I would give you to that question is absolutely no.
Why?
I could see no sense whatsoever in it. And whoever would even dream of making such a suggestion, I would object it, and I would object on the following grounds. When people come to a country, first of all, we're the most welcoming country in the whole of Europe and indeed the whole of the Western world. And I don't want to be branding people when they come into a place that they would have to be identified in this way. It would make no sense. I don't think people would like it. How any person could actually imagine that that would improve road safety, or how they would dream that up in their heads, I do not know. But I think it's wrong. I think it's unnecessary. And if the people in the Highlands and Scotland want to do it, well, like my late mother said, if the rest of them are jumping into the river, it doesn't mean to say you have to do so. They can do what they like in Scotland. But I don't think we should even dream of doing such a thing in our country.
Well, I suppose the idea, you know, is intended, it's probably intended to alert the other road users that this particular driver, this tourist, maybe yourself or myself, if we're over in the Highlands in Scotland, Michael, and we've hired out a car, that we just might not be familiar with the Scottish roads. We're talking about areas that would be, you know, sure, not too dissimilar to maybe parts of Donegal and Kerry, very rural parts of the Highlands, and particularly if it's people that are driving, used to driving in the opposite side.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think that, I don't think people would actually like it themselves. It wouldn't make any sense to me. If I thought it was a practical safety measure, I'm extremely concerned about safety, and one of my jobs is farm safety. So anything to do with safety, I'd welcome it. But I just think this is nonsense. I think it doesn't make sense, and I wouldn't like to see it doing that to people coming in here. I think that the people that come, they're competent, they have licenses, they have their insurance, and of course accidents happen all the time, but I wouldn't say that proportionately that tourists would be more responsible for accidents than anybody else. I wouldn't actually think this is...
Maybe not. Maybe not here, but it is the case seemingly in Scotland, according to Transport Scotland, because they issued this warning earlier on in the year that the number of crashes caused by what they described as inexperience of driving on the left-hand side has increased sharply. And that's the reason why they're looking at this initiative. Let me bring in Brenda Bulger for the moment. Brenda's from the Bulger School of Motoring in County Kilkenny. Are you in favour of T plates, Brenda?
I am, and I'm in favour of going a step further, and I hope I can help Michael make sense of it. By that logic, maybe we should remove L plates so that learner drivers aren't sticking out like a sore thumb. It isn't for the shame of the tourists coming over here. Putting a T plate on the car is letting all the other road users be aware that that person is inexperienced driving in this environment. That cannot be a bad thing. That can only be a good thing. Most hire cars, you will see the logos of the hire car company as stickers on the back windows anyway. So most people would know that those people have hired that particular car. I think what's going to be far more beneficial than the big T on a plate on the window, because that puts the onus on everybody else to kind of stay back, create space, and be aware that that person's not used to driving in this environment.
Are you familiar? Are there any other countries that have introduced a similar initiative to this, Brenda?
Not that I'm aware of.
I hadn't heard of any, no.
I was in the States recently, and I've driven extensively across Europe and the States. And I go there. Now, I'm would pride myself on being kind of very observant whilst I drive and very competent whilst I drive and very aware of new environments. And you go in, you book it, you pay for your insurance, you hand over your credit card, you hand over your driving license, and they hand you over the keys. There's no 10-minute YouTube video on this is how you drive on this side of the road. There's no little bit of advice like when you're turning left or right, make sure the driver is always in the centre of the road, because it's completely different. And it is a new learning experience. And that's what it is. It's like taking an experienced driver in one environment and having them drive in a completely new environment that's foreign to them. Yeah. So it is learning.
Now, there is the point being made by this listener here on WhatsApp, you know, about tea plates for tourists, that you're actually, you are advertising this motorist nearly as a candidate potentially for a car break-in. I don't know, they're saying that it might, sure, you know, if tourists then won't pursue claims with the guards. You know, I don't know, is that a reason?
What happens there with your hire car is, and I would advise anyone because I've had a misfortune, get the insurance when you are hiring the car. Pay for that additional insurance. I had a car I hired in the UK. It was parked up in the hotel car park overnight. It was hit by a truck. And had I not taken out the insurance, I was liable for those damages. So definitely get your insurance anyway. Mm. And yes, but, you know, I do understand the concept of the T, and I don't think that's maybe the right idea. But there definitely needs to be some form of information exchange, that when drivers come and hire a car in a different country, when you're driving on a different side of the road, your spatial awareness is completely askew.
Well, if I was renting a car abroad and was driving, you know, like that on the opposite side of the road, I personally would have no issue putting up the fact that I am a tourist or a tea plate on the back of the car. I actually asked people, Brendan, before we came on air today about this. I just put up a poll on my own Instagram account at Andrea Gilligan. 67% of those who took part told me that they think, yes, this is a brilliant idea, that we should introduce something similar in Ireland.
Absolutely.
I was quite surprised.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? It's not a badge of shame that you're like driving in a different country. You're just letting other road users know that you're unfamiliar with driving in that type of an environment. And that can only help safety.
Let me bring in Pat Sweeney for a moment, Brenda. Pat is a farmer, tour guide chair and from the Doolin branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Are you in favour of tea plates for tourists, Pat?
Definitely, yeah. The crazy stuff we see here, I'm farming here on the main road to the Cliffs of Moher here, and on a daily basis the crazy stuff we see here with tourist cars here is just unbelievable. There's one of the companies have started doing it already. They have a yellow sticker around the back of the car, and it makes, when you're out with the tractors, it makes you more aware of a tourist car coming. And
so the hire cars have a yellow sticker on them.
Some of the hired dog cars have a dot of a yellow sticker in the back of the cars already.
My wife and myself,
we run a bed and breakfast here on the main road to the Cliffs of Moher, and a lot of cars come in here and stay overnight, and you see the yellow stickers in the back. Now, I don't know what company is doing it, but some company is doing it, and I think it's a fantastic idea.
So it highlights to the other road users that the person in front of them isn't overly familiar with this particular roadway. Yeah.
No, it's a very small yellow dot on some companies' cars that are hired out. I've spotted myself. No one told me about it, but I know it's happening because I see it here. They're parking here, no bed and breakfast here in Doolin here, and I see it on a regular basis. So there's some company doing it already. Which I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah, and the tourists don't mind, do they, that they're identified as a big tourist?
The tourists hardly even know it's even there.
Yeah, they probably haven't even noticed it themselves. So,
and that girl before me was very right. The tour companies are just giving the keys to these visitors coming at their stores and just letting them nilly off out onto the main roads here. No bit of explanation about anything. They're just left free. I see on a daily basis here, we have 1.6 million visitors coming to the Cliffs of Moher here on a yearly basis. And it's just near miss every day I go out there on the road there. And the main roads we're dealing with, there might be fantastic roads above around Dublin or down in Kerry there. But I tell you something, the main roads outside the Clismore Centre here are a disgrace.
Pretty bad. Well, the big concern for the listeners who are, you know, don't agree with this, like Kieran in Ashtown, he says if we put a T label on those cars, then unfortunately those cars are more likely to be the victim of a crime regarding theft or break-in. Worse still, they could be attacked, as, you know, perhaps people might think they've money, that they're, you know, carrying that as a tourist. Another listener again, I think the T will stand for target tourists, suggests this listener. Jer's on the line. Jer, you're a taxi driver. Do we need T plates for tourists?
What does that mean? Tick or I-N?
No, I don't think it means tick. I think that T is that it'll stand it identifies you as a tourist car, a hire car.
What about Ireland on holidays? You know what I mean?
Right. Whatever about the letter? Do you think it's a good idea? Do tourists need to be identified as people who maybe aren't overly familiar with this, with these roads?
Yes, you do. They have to be identified, because I mean, I had the situation where my daughter was taking driving lessons, and she had, in her own car, and I was giving her lessons on the outside, and people tried to undertakers kept pulling out in front of us because she was learning a driver. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you know, the farmer, the chap down in Dillon, he's speaking from experience, and we don't really have that experience in Dublin.
Okay.
So I would go with what he said.
Why not? Putting a T on a hire car is akin to patronising tourists. They have a driver's licence. If they drive on the right and now on the left here, generally you drive with more care. I hired a car 4 weeks ago in Turkey, picked it up at the airport, and was actually really careful while driving on my journey, says this listener. Another texter tells me that the T is used in the same way as the L plate. This is telling other road users to be understanding of this driver. Another listener, surely you'd see a different country reg and make the assumption that they're not experienced on the Irish roads anyway. Well, not if they're to hire a car from one of the Irish car hire companies. Sure, that'll be just the regular Irish white registration plate. Keep them coming into us. Do we need T plates for tourists? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Minister of State Kerry TD Michael Healy-Ray, Brenda Bulger, driving instructor, Pat Sweeney from the IFA there, and Jer, who's a taxi driver. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.